This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Because of the strings attached, the Sandusky Community School District Superintendent Kurt Dennis and the Board of Education turned down a funding proposal from the state. The board followed Superintendent Kurt Dennis's recommendation not to opt in to receive the 31AA categorical funding in its current legislative language form. The superintendent's recommendation aligned with the district's legal firm's opinion that there could be potential legal ramifications of opting in and surrendering basic legal rights of the district. The problematic issue in accepting the funding is the mass casualty clause that a district could be liable. So district officials determined accepting the approximate $125 funding per student wasn't worth the possible ramifications incurred if funding was accepted. It was determined the district's financial position was enough to be able to provide mental health services along with a resource officer. Some school districts have filed lawsuits regarding the language in the 31AA. Hopes are that lawmakers will make adjustments to remove the sections of the provisions that districts have reservations about. In other matters, the school board also approved hiring Bob Schiller as the girls' high school track coach, and approval was given to hire Bradley Sharp as the high school boys' track coach. Court documents released this week detailed the investigation into Rebecca Park's death, revealing inconsistent statements from suspects and digital evidence that investigators say contradicts their claims. Park, a 22-year-old pregnant woman, vanished November 3rd. Authorities discovered her remains 3 weeks later in Manistee National Forest. Her biological mother, Courtney Bartholomew, and stepfather, Bradley Bartholomew, now face charges including homicide, torture, unlawful imprisonment, and concealing a body. Park's sister, Kimberly, faces evidence tampering and lying to police. The 18-page document shows both defendants changed their accounts multiple times during questioning. Courtney initially told investigators her daughter departed with an unknown person in a dark-colored vehicle. She later blamed Rebecca's fiancé, Richard Fowler, suggesting various revenge scenarios. When evidence contradicted her claims, Courtney revised her story again, alleging Bradley killed Rebecca as retaliation against Fowler for a parole violation. She acknowledged being present but denied participation, claiming she attempted to rescue her grandchild through an emergency procedure while still in the vehicle. Bradley also provided conflicting versions, initially denying involvement before suggesting Kimberly wanted Rebecca removed from the family. He ultimately claimed Courtney committed the stabbing and wanted to keep the infant. Investigators note Courtney's sister reported receiving confusing messages around the disappearance, claims of recently giving birth and losing a child, followed by Rebecca going missing. Cell phone location data placed both defendants' devices near where Park's body and phone were recovered, according to an affidavit. Preliminary hearings have been delayed pending discovery preparation. And health officials are cautioning residents about a fast-spreading flu variant, the H3N2 subclade K, that's emerging just as holiday gatherings are ramping up. The Bay County Health Department says this strain is more contagious than earlier types and this could be a strain on emergency rooms this winter. With this season's flu shot offers partial protection, the variant was identified after the vaccine was developed. Common symptoms include fever, cough, chills, and body aches lasting up to 2 weeks. Officials urged the public take precautions by washing hands frequently, staying home when sick, and seeking medical care if breathing issues develop. And we'll be back right after these words.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000 mile bumper to bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back with your national and international news. The White House is defending President Donald Trump's recent executive order increasing federal oversight of the proxy advisory industry, arguing that large advisory firms have too much influence over shareholder votes and sometimes promote agendas that administration officials describe as politically driven, while investor advocates and governance experts are scrutinizing how the rule could affect corporate decision-making and shareholder rights. And in Gaza, a powerful winter storm known as Storm Byron has lashed the territory with heavy rain and wind, flooding tent camps and makeshift shelters where displaced families are living. Exposing the fragility of the current ceasefire and intensifying humanitarian concerns as aid agencies struggle to deliver sufficient shelter, heating, and medical support. And that's been your news, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a blessed holiday season.